We've had federal government shutdowns, and we've bumped into the federal borrowing limit, but there's a danger these could happen at around the same time this fall. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's Thursday. Do you know where your federal borrowing limit is? The credit rating agency Fitch has just fired off a warning that America's stellar AAA credit rating would be at risk if Congress can't pull together a deal to borrow more by a deadline next month. Republicans are squabbling over this, and President Trump has been talking about allowing the government to shut down if he doesn't get money for the Mexico border wall. These concerns are being built into prices on financial markets as summer draws to a close here. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York.
The end of the fiscal year is September 30th, and so Congress and the president need to get their act together and decide what they're going to do. The president has threatened a government shutdown if he doesn't get funding for his border wall. And we've seen that before. We've had the government shutdown before. That has political fallout. It's not as much an economic event because a lot of the government doesn't shut down. Social Security, Homeland Security, all of those things keep operating. So it's really mainly the agencies in D.C. that shut down. The debt ceiling is separate. That's our ability to borrow. That's the faith and credit of the United States government. That probably matters more.
Stocks have been ticking along, share prices at least late this week. But did you see gold? They did a calculation in the Wall Street Journal. Gold has been rising faster than the key stock index, the S&P 500, of late. We're down a little this morning, $1,287 an ounce. But that's often a safe haven, right?
Yeah, that could be some safe haven. There is some nervousness about what's going on in the United States. And more broadly, there is a pretty strong commodity rally, copper and iron and a lot of the metals are rallying on continued strength in China. So that could be boosting gold as well.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you for the briefing.
My pleasure.
Published reports suggest that the head of one of the biggest oil companies is about to step down. It's John Watson, CEO of Chevron, number two in the industry. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports on what a new leader might need to deal with rapidly changing energy markets.
Watson's presumed successor, Chevron VP Michael Wirth, has spent his career with the company, and he knows the less volatile refining side of the business, turning crude oil into a range of products. Michael Weber is with the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute.
Making chemicals and fuels makes a lot more money than just pulling oil out of the ground. At least that's true these days.
Weber says Wirth could help Chevron stay profitable with oil prices stuck around $50 a barrel, down from $100 even 5 years ago.
There's volatility in this industry, but there's less volatility in the finished product.
If oil prices continue to fluctuate as the industry slowly shifts away from fossil fuels, views from the C-suite in big oil are pretty consistent. Pavel Malchianov is an energy analyst at Raymond James.
There are industries where CEO change can be a very big deal. In oil and gas, that almost never happens.
If Watson is out and Wirth takes the helm at Chevron, four of the five biggest oil companies would be led by former refining experts. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.
Hey, it's David Brancaccio. We wanted to let you know that this Midday Update podcast feed will be shutting down Tuesday, September 5th. But not to worry, you can get all your morning business news by subscribing to the main Marketplace Morning Report podcast. That's where you can listen to the Midday Update and a brand new global business edition of the Morning Report that we're producing with help from our friends at the BBC World Service. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast so you don't miss a thing. And thank you. Scientists link climate change to record-breaking temperatures over the last 3 years, with heat waves increasing in intensity. Cities with all that asphalt and concrete become heat sinks. Now Los Angeles is testing a new way to ease the heat. It's about painting the roads. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim reports.
This looks like a pretty typical block in Los Angeles. Palm trees, green lawns, apartment buildings next to homes. But the street is not your typical blacktop.
The color of the street is closer to the color of a concrete sidewalk here than the color of a normal asphalt street.
Greg Spatz is with the city's Bureau of Street Services. He's their chief sustainability officer. His department is essentially painting a thin layer of gray material on about 15 different city blocks. Those streets will reflect more heat than they absorb, cooling down the surrounding areas.
Mitigating the heat island effect is going to become a very important part of adapting to a hotter, drier world.
Houses on cooler streets would theoretically use less air conditioning, less energy. Spots pulls out a pistol-shaped infrared thermometer and aims it at a patch of black.
And the untreated asphalt is reading at about 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
A dozen feet over, on a portion of covered street.
Here I'm getting 124. So that's a 15-degree difference.
About what he expected. The coat of gray sealant is relatively cheap and easy to spread on. Ronan Levinson is with the Heat Island Group at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He says any energy savings have to be weighed against the energy used to make millions of gallons of this stuff.
We need cool pavement materials that are less energy intensive, less carbon intensive, and can stay reflective longer.
It's not clear how effective the covering will be as it gets dirty or wears off as cars drive on it. Levinson says the technology isn't ready for a full rollout, but he's all for field tests. Chris Chow is an artist who's lived at this intersection for 5 years. For her, the lighter street is pretty cool. Literally. As we spoke, she was barefoot on the pavement in August.
It just feels like standing on the sidewalk. I mean, it's not like black tar, so it's not burning my feet off.
But that's about the only break she'll get. She doesn't have air conditioning. I'm Jed Gibb for Marketplace.
Making the streets of L.A. even cooler. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.